Paul, how long does it take for you to get a sense, and this is looking more towards the regular season with the preview for it, how long does it take for you to get a real sense of kind of your team and what you have?
Well, I'm hoping not too long. Let me stand by. We're good. Just let me know. But we're talking about integrating potentially four players, and they're all in one area, right? All up front. So there's going to be a little bit of time till we find the right fit. That being said, you're almost always moving people around anyway. Even if you've got 12 returning forwards, you make changes over the course of the year. So it'll take a little while. But it started to, you know, once the first cut, the second cut down happened, I have a pretty strong idea of the framework that we're going to start with. And then we'll see.
Blake said to me that when I asked him what the biggest question mark for him going into this season was that as a group, it was really, can you, after the slow start you guys had last season, but the great finish, can you start off strong? Can you kind of recapture that right off the hop? Is that for you one of the biggest questions, or what's one of the biggest question marks for you going into this season?
It's the same every year, whether you're changing one guy out or it's just the season. We're a new team. You know, when we have to reestablish all the things that we did over the course of the year that got us to the level of play that we like so much, that start was five games. So at the fifth game, it felt like an eternity, and overall, it's a very small percentage of your season. And after that start, we were 42-22. So we also needed to go through it. We needed to go through that. Whether we will be able to remember the reasons, and they'll get reminded here, we got a day for that scheduled. What transpired between the Calgary game and the rest of our season. It's important. That was the key, probably, learning piece last year, is the preparation that it needed, that we needed to make to be prepared to play.
We've been talking a little bit with you about, you know, defined roles of maybe of the past. This is what a fourth line guy does. This is what a third line guy does. And you had just said it yourself. Things happen. You got to move guys around. Are you yourself specifically, do you prize players with versatility more than you may have in the past?
Well, up front, you just love the guys that at times were centermen and now can play either wing, because you can just find a place for them all over your lineup. And we're starting. We really didn't have any of that, you know, a year and a half ago. When we lost, Scheif went down, we were in a lot of trouble. We just didn't have any center icemen, and the wingers were lefties, and they didn't like going to the other side. And now you're going to see it tonight. So we'll have one, two, three wingers going to play the offside that they played last game, just to see how comfortable they are.
So I'm guessing Nick Pétain would know that because you've already asked him to move over, and he seems okay with that. Did the other guys, do you have conversations with them, telling them that I need you to be kind of everything?
Yeah, so that would be something you'd think about for a long time. And then to just explain, I want to see you on the other side of the ice, whether you have played it or not, see how you feel, see if you like it over there, if you've got a comfort level. You just, injuries, all those things over the course of the years, the more wingers that you have that can play both sides, and the more guys on the wing that have spent some time at center, you can just move your lines around a lot. And you saw it effectively in the playoffs last year. Tampa Bay kept one line together and then played 11 forwards and moved those other eight guys all over, center, wing. I think you're also seeing players grow up being more than one position player. So it's not as big a stretch as it used to be.
You've trimmed down your roster quite a bit already, but if you could touch on what battles remain in training camp in the preseason for jobs.
So we had divided our training camp into two phases. It was the first four games. We knew coming into camp that we had a lot of players that would compete for, there were three kind of four open forward positions. Alex Burmistrov comes back, so there's three open positions. But the positions, three open positions, four open role positions. And then we had probably six or seven guys. So we had six guys out of our lineup last game, and they'll all go into the lineup this tonight that are all in the mix to compete for those jobs. And we did it. We played young lineups through three of the first four exhibition games, took a pounding because of it at times, but learned some things. And maybe more young players got legitimate opportunities in exhibition games than we would have done in the past. So we would get to a small group for 7 to 8 days, and then now you're playing young players with players they might play with to start the season.
Do you expect to start 13-8-2 or 12-9-2?
Probably 13-8. We know what those – I know, have a pretty good idea, the holes or spots that the first point will be at I'm not sure that we're at 12-9. I think we're going to have to make a decision. We may not. Maybe it's one of the two for sure. That's a great answer.
Not really.
Really, really good. It's usually a sign that it was a good question. I just beat it. I'm not answering that question now. Or I don't know.
All righty.
What does a guy have to do then in the last two games to make the team that's on the bubble right now?
Fit with the other people around him. You know, I mean, so the group that's here, you would say all of them are going to play in the National Hockey League for the Winnipeg Jets at some point. You use somewhere between 23 and 40 guys over a course of a season, depending on how banged up you get. So I would say if Thomas Raffles, a little bit of a different question mark because of the contract situation that he would have to pass before this becomes true of him, that the guys that are here with us now are going to play for the Winnipeg Jets.